Let's talk about the rules as we move into Chapter 2 of Doing Ethics in Media, Theories and Practical Applications. The second question in our 5 W's and H list asks, why not follow the rules? When we say rules, we're talking about more than the laws that we are supposed to follow. Knowing the law matters, but also understanding the codes of ethics and other formal and informal guidelines that could play a role in finding a solution to our ethical dilemma. The second question asks whether these rules are sufficient to solve that dilemma. You'll read a great deal in this chapter about codes of ethics. Codes are useful. They bring us the wisdom of media practitioners who have faced the same problems that we face. Every chapter in this book shows you what codes say. Codes are a good place to start. But codes of ethics are not perfect. Some of them just list the rules that will get you in trouble if you break them. Others are aspirational, with ideal goals we may never reach on a continuing basis. And many codes confuse the minimal standards with maximum goals. Then you've got to ask, how can you enforce these codes? Some come from the company you work for, which makes them terms of employment. Others are just noble ideas, but not enforceable. One other thing about codes, sometimes you will see conflicts in the very same code. In short, you're going to find that codes can warn you about what's ahead, but they don't always tell you what path to take. When that happens, we have to start doing ethics on our own. The best way to do ethics is through justification models, formulas, or checklists that we can follow when we make decisions. These models push us toward that scientific method of logically thinking through the loyalties and values that are important to us. Chapter 2 includes models aimed at journalists, at public relations practitioners, at advertisers, at people who are thinking about lying, even a model created by a student trying to determine the morality of nuclear war. You'll also get a reminder about the 5 W's and H justification model that we weave throughout this book. Our goal is to show you the many ways that people have proposed to anchor the process of making ethical decisions. Many of these ways are reasonable, but few are sufficient. So, enjoy Chapter 2. Be sure to visit our book's website for more information about codes of ethics.